truck and bus news, powered by heavyvehicles.com.au.
I'm Joel Helms. Fuso now has a range of ready-to-go, light-duty and medium-duty trucks available to Australian customers. Known as the Built Ready range, there's a wide variety of different configurations on offer across both the Canter and the Fighter. Fuso telling us the trucks enable customers to start work straight away, cutting out the need to wait for bodies to be built and fitted to their new purchases. The Fuso Built Ready Canter 515 variants include tippers, trays, a fridge truck and a Pantech, while the Fuso Built Ready Fighter variants include an 11-tonne tipper and taut liners with 10, 12 or 14 pallet capacity. The Built Ready Canter tippers are sourced from Japan, while the other bodies have been developed and built in Australia. There's plenty of bad blood between Nikola and Tesla. The two brands, both intent on bringing electric heavy-duty trucks to market, recently traded blows over customer deposits on social media. Now, though, the lawyers are involved, with Nikola alleging Tesla knocked off some of the designs of the Nikola cab.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk is accused of stealing elements from the Nikola One semi-truck design. Those aspects include mid-entry door, fuselage, and wrapped windshield designed for a better view of the road. The design for the Nikola One freight truck was posted in May of 2016, with the company claiming a Tesla recruiter reached out to Nikola's chief engineer, Kevin Link, 4 months later. Nikola claims the recruiter told Link his experience would be a good fit for their new team developing heavy Class A trucks. A teaser for Tesla's electric Semi was unveiled in April of 2017. In the suit, Nikola claiming it previously reached out regarding alleged patent infringement, but Tesla never responded. In an emailed statement, a Tesla spokesperson said, "It's patently obvious there is no merit to this lawsuit."
Thanks to Fortune for that report. There's no brand more rooted in tradition than Peterbilt, yet even this classic US truck brand has moved to embrace electric propulsion, coming just days after it was confirmed that International Trucks would soon have electric drive models, and Mack too was on the path to electrification. Peterbilt's confirmed all electric drive trains are on the horizon for them as well. The electric Peterbilt models will include a day cab prime mover and refuse trucks and will be co-developed with Meritor. Hino hopes you won't be left stranded with a technical fault, but if you are, at least you'll now be able to track the whereabouts of your assigned service technician. Hino Advantage, with the help of National Transport Insurance, has added a new function that provides customers with the ability to track the location of their service technician. The system sends an SMS link to a map which updates the location of the tech in real time. The new functionality comes as part of the free Hino Roadside Assist offered with every new Hino truck sold in Australia. There are calls in the US for commercial truck drivers to have to pass mandatory hair tests before being able to renew their license. The Alliance for Driver Safety and Security, also known as the Trucking Alliance, say conventional urinalysis is proving ineffective in identifying drivers who have an opioid addiction. The Alliance believe opioids subject to drug abuse in the trucking industry include codeine, morphine painkillers, as well as methadone and fentanyl. They say those people applying for jobs in the industry should have to prove they don't have an addiction or haven't used illegal drugs for at least 30 days prior to employment. Opioids are undetected in a person's system after a few hours, allowing opioid addicts to avoid drugs before submitting to a urinalysis. However, a hair exam can detect drug use for up to 90 days. And almost universal truck and bus sales growth has helped CNH Industrial to a strong first quarter result. The parent company of Iveco, as well as FPT Powertrains and agricultural and construction brands such as Case IH and New Holland, has reported net income for the first quarter of just over $9 billion Australian. That total was up a strong 17% on the same period last year. The business's agricultural brands enjoyed a 15% lift in sales in the quarter, but CNH Industrial's commercial vehicle division wasn't to be outdone, with total sales lifting 17%, while FPT Powertrains increased sales by a strong 19%. 48% of those sales were to external customers, i.e. not brands within the group, such as Iveco.
Truck and bus news, thanks to heavyvehicles.com.au.
For the latest truck and bus industry news, visit heavyvehicles.com.au. We bring you coverage of the latest new models, new technologies, and issues that matter to owners and drivers. Read heavy vehicle reviews, and you can win some great truck-related prizes too. heavyvehicles.com.au. Truck and bus news every day.